Part 11, The Helmet of Salvation. Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation, covering the head, completes the protection for a spiritual soldier. His defenses begin at his head and extend all the way down, including the soles of his feet. Take note, there are no back parts to his armor. The Christian, being guided by the mind of Christ, will never have the word retreat in his thought process. He wins every time, even when it does not seem like victory is possible. Romans 8:28 encourages us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The helmet serves as protection for the head or the natural mind, which is the command center for the whole natural body. A soldier can be injured in other areas and perhaps survive. However, a blow to the head or command center can be fatal to that person and others that may be influenced under that leadership. It stands to reason when fighting a war, it is victory to destroy the command center. As the natural types the spiritual, the outcome remains the same when the command center is apprehended in the spiritual realm. The scripture refers to this helmet as the helmet of salvation. Therefore, this provision for protection is made for every aspect of our salvation. Our salvation is so much more than being saved from just going to hell. There are many benefits when this new heart and his spirit make us a brand new creation. Our Lord Jesus going to the cross for us is the greatest event to ever take place on planet Earth. We were separated from God at the fall in the Garden of Eden, and now reconciliation has been made between God and man. We have access to all his supernatural, unlimited spiritual benefits and promises, which are available to us by having the mind of Christ. These spiritual benefits and promises begin as soon as we make him our choice and will continue throughout eternity. Psalms 103, verses 2 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Interestingly, many years ago a survey was taken amongst Christians and Christian leaders. The startling discovery was made that over 3/4 of all Christians did not believe in supernatural manifestations of a living Christ in our day. Sadly, the same survey reported that many of these same people actually deny the virgin birth of our Lord. When you become a real, genuine, born-again Christian, his attributes are automatically in you because his spirit is in you, guiding you into all truths. When he becomes you and you become him, you have full salvation with all his benefits. It is he living in you and doing his works through you. It is far too late to try to make a real believer think supernatural manifestations are for only those in the past. The real Christian of today has seen too much of God to accept that deception. Sometimes Satan will make you believe you are guilty and unforgiven, so God will not personally answer your prayer. However, this is just another lie of the devil trying to deceive and rob you of what is rightfully yours. Acts 10, verse 34, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. When we have a full revelation of what our Lord has done for us, especially his death on the cross for our salvation, we will want our command center guarded every moment of every day. Remember, this is the spiritual command center for the spiritual battle against the deceiving spirit stealing our benefits. Benefits, especially the benefit of a full and complete salvation, which our Lord has graciously given. The spiritual helmet covers and protects the mind. This is where the battle rages when decisions and choices are made. The two powers are tested when we make the choice of which one we believe to be the truth. Satan is a powerful opponent, as he is the master of deception, trying to sway your choices by offering easier ways that look more beneficial than God's word. He will point to others as examples of being filled with God's Holy Spirit, yet with lives still producing worldly fruit. It looks great to us, as we would not need to give up our worldly lives. He deceives many into believing they have the Holy Spirit when they only have the new spirit spoken of in the book of Ezekiel. They think it is the Holy Spirit, and they go no further. Notice in verse 26, God gives us a new spirit. This is not the Holy Spirit, which he gives in verse 27, causing us to be one with him in the same mind and purpose. Ezekiel 36, verse 26, "And a new spirit will I put within you." Now in verse 27, "And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them." Do not be deceived, as God wants us to go all the way. He wants to put his spirit right in the center of our spirit. Ezekiel describes this experience in Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 16. "And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel." This is where God takes over and brings us into the peace that passes all understanding. He causes us to walk in his statutes and his commandments. Philippians 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Our spirit controls our mind. That is why it is so important that God is living in the center of our spirit. The Word of God is then brought into the channel of our thoughts. It will be accepted in our mind because the same mind that wrote the Word is abiding in us. His Word is life. John 15, verse 7 tells us, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." We need to get the channel of the mind scoured out from all the traditions and thoughts and voices that reason away the truths of God's Word. We need to bypass all our senses and let the Word come in to do his job. Choose just to believe it, and the Word will produce exactly what it says every time. The Word is a seed, first chosen as a truth in the mind, and then planted in the fertile soil of the new heart of flesh. Protection by the breastplate of righteousness will keep weeds from choking the life out. These seeds are God's promises and will absolutely grow to produce the intended results every time. When committing our works to God, he even establishes our thoughts. Proverbs 16:3 tells us, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." We struggle in our natural minds to believe that God can take control of our spirit even when we submit it to him. This seems too supernatural for us to understand, let alone believe. However, we must realize man is made up of three parts: spirit, soul, and body. Medical science tells us when our spirit leaves the body, our body dies. Think about how supernatural our spirit is with the ability to control our entire body. The body is not really us, just the house that we dwell in. It is the spirit that makes up our personality and character. That is the real us. If you have the spirit of a great artist, you would be a great artist. We also take on the spirit of others when we follow them as leaders, including bosses, pastors, or even friends as we enjoy their spirit of fellowship. Cassius Clay, the great fighter, believed so much in his God that he not only acted and talked like him, he even replaced his own name with the name of his God. Cassius Clay would become the greatest boxer in the world, known as Muhammad Ali. God not only knew us, but also created our spirit from the foundation of the world and then gave us a body of flesh to house it. Ephesians 1:4, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." It seems just as possible to connect his spirit with our spirit in this unseen union, thus allowing and accepting his thoughts to elevate our thinking to his supernatural realm. This is the way Adam and Eve communicated and had fellowship with God. They and God were in perfect harmony before the fall in the Garden of Eden. Colossians 1, verses 27 through 29 reads, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. Whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working which worketh in me mightily." He gives us our five senses to contact and communicate with the natural world. However, Satan can use them to deceive us in this great battle that rages in our minds. Our minds open up to either accept or reject whether thoughts are true or not. We must not allow our feelings or senses to have any influence whatsoever in making that decision. It must be made on God's word alone, no matter what we see or feel. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 tells us, "Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Do not trust your senses unless they line up with God's word. Our minds must block out memory, traditions, and any other carnal influence that would hinder our pure belief in his written word. Our channels must be completely open to be able to totally believe. And then we read in Mark 9:23 that all things are possible to him that believeth. Man cannot sin until he moves away from God's word. When there is nothing left but God's word, Satan runs in terror. He knows this is a battle that he cannot win. James 4:7 tells us, "Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." Remember, the word "flee" in the original writing is translated to "run in terror." When his word comes in through the channel of our minds, it manifests itself from the inside out. The life is always on the inside, cleaning up our outside. One of the biggest deceptions is trying to operate God's word for our benefit by looking at it from the outside. This will not work, as God's life must come from within. When it comes from within, it consumes us and we become a part of him. Everything outside of that becomes the lie. The spirit of his word comes in and cleans everything else out. He does it, not us. We could not do it, as he changes our desires and motives to his desire and purpose. This is what makes us a powerful army. When soldiers and leaders are motivated for the same cause and the same purpose, they are invincible. All doubts and fears are gone, creating confidence as we fellowship and trust in his leadership. This results in his great promise of rest, even in the midst of the battle of this natural life. Satan only gets in when we let him in. He can come in through just one of our five senses, but once in, he has inside access and can cloud all the other senses. Never stop to listen. This is when he gets us. Eve stopped for just a moment, and she lost to Satan's reasoning to be wise like God. Education and wisdom can get in the way and deceive us into reasoning. Sometimes we get too smart and try to figure things out ourselves. We need to simply take God at his word. Let nothing creep in to cause us to doubt or think his word is not powerful enough to accomplish what we have need of. We start to think in the carnal mind that what we need is impossible, and soon we look to other carnal methods for a supernatural answer. It must come supernaturally from the inside, or the inner man, through faith in his word. God's faith enters through the mind into the heart. Romans 10:17 tells us, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Abraham did not stop to reason about having a baby when he was 75 years old. Faith goes beyond hope. Romans 4:18, "Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken." Men of faith only have to be a channel for God to work through. We do this by simply taking him at his word. Faith and doubt are constantly warring against each other. God anoints his servants, the prophets, with his spirit, Christ, as ministering angels or messengers of his word. The Bible calls preachers prophets in the New Testament. But regardless of what a preacher does or believes, we must try the spirits by the written word to see if they line up. Do not be deceived by signs and wonders, as the scriptures warn us of many false Christs that are in the world today doing great supernatural wonders. Notice they are false Christs and false prophets and not false anointings. Matthew 24:24 warns us that there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Do not look for a sign, as we do not need a sign. Matthew 12:39 tells us, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it." The word of God is our absolute. Just believe. Keep moving forward. All things are possible. We must separate ourselves from our senses as Abraham did when he went to look for such a place, a city not made by hands. He had no signs or explanations. Surely many close friends and acquaintances told him it was foolish to look for a city not made with hands. He only had the word. We are children of Abraham, and we are called the very same way. Satan sweeps through the mind into the spirit where the perversion of the truth begins. If you pay attention to him, you will find that you have been disarmed in this war. Satan's army brings sickness, sorrow, worry, and even death. These two great forces battle daily, trying to frighten us, but God has us fortified with the word of truth. Though Satan may attack our health or mind, the inner man is untouchable as long as we stay behind this living armor. An intellectual experience will not do it. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Sickness and disease cannot stand in the presence of the living God. We, with the mind of Christ, are above those things. We are dead to reasoning and our senses. We were dead, buried, and raised with Christ, and now are seated with him. We operate in the sixth sense, faith. Ephesians 2:6 tells us, "And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." Every piece of the armor of God is God imparting a piece of himself, the Word, to cover us from head to foot to become an invincible army manifested in the flesh. We are the Word manifested in the flesh today, which is the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. We have this hidden power in us that fortifies and makes the invisible visible.